KOA News Time 6:55 right now on Colorado's Morning News. With a lower than expected jobs report coming out on Friday, many are now curious if the Fed may consider itself in a good position to slow rate increases.
And joining us now on the Centura Health Hotline is president of daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Jay, thanks for joining us again this morning. So how have the markets reacted to that June jobs report? And what could this mean for the future interest rate hikes this month?
Well, it was a little disappointing. I mean, it was the lowest monthly gain that we've had since the decline that we had, I think, in December of 2020. We had 209,000 jobs that were created. We were expecting 225 to 250,000, and that June total is the smallest since, I think, 2019. So there were some concerns, but I think they were slight concerns. The unemployment rate ticked down to 3.6 from 3.7%, which was good, but the inflation data is really what seems to be moving a lot of the Fed's decision, because they're saying, look, we have a benchmark, a goal line, a finish line of what we're looking at. We're not there. We're not even close at this point in time. So even though we have paused the interest rate hikes in June, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, made it very clear that he expects those to resume in July. And not only that, that it could also require subsequent or further interest rate hikes to strengthen the Fed's position to, from a monetary standpoint, to remain ahead of inflation. They know, as we've talked about now for a number of years, that the Fed's goal has always been to try to stay ahead of inflation without getting behind. Even if it represses the economy just a bit, they're willing to do that. And right now it seems to be working, which kind of gives them the idea that their game plan is in force. And even though there's a growing amount of pressure to pause interest rate hikes for a number of months, or even begin to reduce the interest rate increases, which certainly is not going to happen at this point in time, the Fed's going to stick with their game plan, and I can't blame them for doing that.
When I think of rates, interest rates, and the like, it always makes me think of the housing market. Some analysts, Jay, seem to think that it has bottomed out. Do you feel that's the case, and will we recover from there?
Well, when you look at the number of the sales of newly built homes, the single-family homes, it rose for the third month in a row in May. It was up, I think, 12% from April, and that's a 20% gain over last year. So when you look at that, really, Marty, the question is, does 3 months represent a trend? And if it does, then, yeah, we're certainly at a point where perhaps things have bottomed out. But my main concern, and I people get so tired of hearing it, is going to be on the corporate real estate side of things, which is hemorrhaging right now. You have buildings that are sitting 50, 60, 70% empty. You have people that have loans that are going to have a very difficult time repaying them. You're going to see a lot of these loans defaulted on as we go through the summer, especially into the fall. A lot of those are going to land right in the lap of the regional banks, which, of course, are not as in a strong enough position as they need to be to absorb some of those losses. And that's my biggest concern. In fact, the second half of the year, that remains really my only concern at this point. Is inflation a big issue? It can be, but we're keeping it in check, which is certainly good news, and we'll get some additional inflationary data as we progress through this week. But I tell you, that ticking time bomb just scares me. It's going to impact the markets. I don't know to what degree. I'm not expecting a crash or anything, but I certainly think that we're going to have another scare event, if you will, when it comes to the confidence within some of these regional banks. Hopefully it'll be short-lived, but I really don't think there's any way to dodge that bullet.
And Jay, while we have you, obviously today is Amazon Prime Day, today and tomorrow. Do we see any types of market impacts with such a big purchasing day like today?
Well, it's not exactly Black Friday, but it's something that the online retailers and Amazon certainly look for. And Amazon kind of needs a boost. They've had some challenges in the recent history, and they're looking for something like this to kind of bring things around. They've also been impacted by a lot of the weather delays that have impacted commercial aviation, which has impacted their service level just a bit. And of course, Amazon was the company that most people didn't think was going to make it. They thought the idea of delivering packages was a little bit ridiculous. And when they came out with the idea of, oh, order it today, get it today, people laughed. But they've checked all those boxes. They've continued to make that happen. So as a result, it's attracted a lot of people to their company, and a lot of people that work there and invest there are finding out that it's a good call. So hopefully this will be a good day for them and other retailers, because really they could use the sales boost.
More of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's go now to the KOA Jetcopter, checking your Tuesday morning drive with Dave Hunter.